Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Vet Blast podcast. Hope everyone is doing well and hanging in there. My guest this week is Dr. Laura Catena. She's a veterinarian who graduated from The Ohio State College of Veterinary Medicine. She is a small animal relief veterinarian and entrepreneur, and I'm not going to steal her thunder for that. But Dr. Catena is a medical advisor to two veterinary supplement companies, Medterra and Reggie. She is the mother of two young boys, Hudson and Holden, and their family dog, Beans. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
I love a dog named Beans and a cat, too. I just such think that's such a cute name.
Yeah, and you know what? We're considering adopting a female dog, and so we decided we could go with Jelly if we get Jelly and Beans.
Absolutely. That's perfect.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about something that does not get spoken a lot about in veterinary medicine. And to those listeners out there that are in this profession, you can relate. To those that are not, we're going to educate you a little bit. But, you know, workplace injuries in veterinary medicine is one of the top most likely to get hurt professions out there in this world. And unfortunately, Laura, I want you to share your story because I'm sure this will resonate with a lot of listeners out there.
Sure, absolutely. So when I was working emergency medicine, so I had just graduated vet school less than a year prior. And there was a little cat that I was examining. And what ended up happening was I got bit on my left hand on the thumb area, which is a very common area to get injured in veterinary medicine. And that resulted, so I did go to the hospital that day and they, you know, I soaked my hand and I was sent home on antibiotics. The next morning when I woke up, the infection had spread from my hand all the way up the left side, up to my neck. And I had to have, so my joints became septic and I had to have extensive surgery that day. And then I was in the hospital a week and then I had 7 months of physical therapy in order to regain use of my hand. So a PICC line was placed in my right arm and because the infection was so overwhelming, I was having trouble responding, you know, to the antibiotic, the IV antibiotics. And so it really opened my eyes to the fact, like you mentioned, our profession, it's a high risk profession. So we are getting injured daily and, you know, bit and scratched. And so even though I was not sure if I would be able to return to and practice in the profession, depending on the ability of my left hand, I knew that we needed something that we could use in practice to help protect ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, we try to use so much of our PPE, whether it be from, you know, we're exposed to so many things, zoonotic diseases, x-rays, you know, like autoclave material, the list goes on when we're doing biopsy jars. I mean, that's just in terms of like the workplace. And then like our patients are themselves can hurt us. You know, that's why we want to err on the caution of safety, using some things like such as a muzzle for dogs or some things for cats that can help, you know, protect us. So you have something that is absolutely a game changer in my eyes. So tell me a little bit about how you came up with this.
Sure. So thank you. And I agree with you. I think that so with the Armor Hand gloves, what I knew we needed, I needed a glove that could be disinfected as well as machine washable. So the gloves that historically we had available to us were, you know, for welders, they were these leather bulky gloves. And so I wanted a glove that was extremely flexible, you know, offered superior dexterity, definitely wanted to be able to be machine washable so that we're decreasing the risk of infectious disease transmission between, you know, our patients, ourselves, our clients. And the materials, they're all synthetic materials. And the glove is comprised of the strongest of the stretch materials. So it was really important for me to get the gloves certified as a fear-free preferred product because I wanted to be able to, you know, not have to use excessive force when we're restraining, but the gloves are for, you know, low stress handling, fear-free techniques. And so it's just really another tool in our toolbox, like you mentioned, like the basket muzzle or the towel wraps. It's really, the gloves are another tool in our toolbox that we can utilize to protect ourselves, you know, when needed, but also to provide the best care for our patients and get done what we need to do.
Yeah, no, thank you for sharing that. And thank you for coming up with something like this too, because it is nice. Like, it's a perception thing from a pet parent when they see us that we have to use some sort of protection device, whether it be some sort of a muzzle or these gloves. And it's by no means to, like, you know, devalue or, you know, not show empathy or compassion to our patients. We care, but just like you're what you just went through, like, we cannot afford to get hurt like that, nor the animal too. They can hurt themselves on the other side, right?
I agree completely. And you know what I've noticed, because I do want to change the connotation where, you know, we absolutely should be protecting ourselves when needed. And I've also noticed with the pet owners, you know, because I agree with you, I don't want them to ever think, you know, their pet is bad by any means. It's just that they may have been vomiting and had diarrhea for the past 2 days, and they come in and I have to palpate their abdomen. And so they may be a little bit painful. And, you know, I always tell the owner, you know, this does not mean your pet is bad. It's just a glove that I'm, you know, these gloves are, you know, made for veterinarians. I don't have to be forceful. It's just to give another layer of protection. And I think the feedback from pet owners has been tremendous. I've even had cat owners, when they see me protected, their stress and anxiety decreases knowing that I'm protected. And I think that the exam for the patient goes smoother. And so I've gotten a ton of really positive feedback that I think that when our stress and anxiety is decreased, the pet, it's an overall better experience for the pet as well.
Yes, absolutely. I think of to the elderly clientele that are cat parents and, yes, you know, may have a difficult time putting them in the carrier for us. And this kind of helps, again, just like you said, decrease some of the stress and anxiety, both on them and their cat for their safety, because sometimes their skin is a little thinner as they get older for the elderly people. So have you seen that, you know, have you seen pet parents utilize them as well?
Absolutely. In fact, that's excellent point, what you mentioned, you know, in elderly people and also really any immunocompromised pet owner, as well as vet staff. You know, I've had people that have completed chemotherapy for breast cancer, and a bite or a scratch could be lethal to them. You know, they're immunocompromised. And so especially for pet owners who, you know, may have to give their cat insulin injections or trim nails or, you know, any type of procedure at home, the gloves absolutely do provide a level of protection where they're able to care for their pet and do what they need to get done, but also, you know, protecting their own health as well, which is so important if you're elderly or immunocompromised, you know, for any reason.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, you know, all bites are terrible, but it's been said in our profession that cat bites tend to be the worst because of the type of bacteria that they can infect you with. Is that right?
Yes. Correct. Yep. I agree.
Yeah. And in our profession, you know, tell the audience a little bit about some other injuries that can happen to us. There's so many. I mean, this is in veterinary medicine, it's large and small animal medicine. So what are some other injuries that, you know, the professionals can get unfortunately hurt from?
Sure. So, you know, like you mentioned before, with the radiation exposure, so I think it's really important that we're always following the guidelines, you know, to protect ourselves as much as we can from the radiation. I think too, you know, when we're restraining or, you know, make sure there's enough staff, have your, you know, the available tools that you need in order to get that done. For me, you know, it's like always the biting scratches that are in the forefront of my mind, but you know, we also, you know, when we're doing surgery, we're exposed to, we want to make sure our equipment is in order and working properly to protect ourselves from, you know, the anesthetic gases and things like that. So there are a lot of things that we need to, you know, be aware of and make sure that we are protecting ourselves the best we can in all of those regards, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you don't even realize like the amount of zoonotic diseases that you and I can come into contact with. You know, right. It could be something, right? Like something like as simple as like maybe some sort of like a ringworm case that can be on your arm, to something more advanced like leptospirosis, where you have to wear your goggles when you're doing your analysis and gloves and PPE. So, absolutely. You know, there's those kinds of injuries. And then, yeah, the physical. And I've seen this a lot in practices where we all think, I got this. I can lift this dog. And, you know, OSHA says no more than 40 pounds. But, you know, we have to be very mindful of like utilizing the team, like you said, or using lift tables, or, you know, the automated exam tables that can go up and down. Because over the years, I'm feeling it now, like my back and my knees.
Right.
It is rough.
I agree. I think anything that we can utilize, you know, to make our job safer for ourselves, and in turn, you know, as well for our patients too, I think we have to do that. And as veterinarians, I feel like, you know, we're a profession where we give so much of ourselves. So we want to help our patients the best we can and, you know, take care of our clients. And so I think that we just have to be more proactive as a profession for really taking care of ourselves as well too. I think we have to place, you know, more of a focus on just taking care of our own, you know, ourselves and our health as well.
Yes, we really do. Like, I mean, self-care is number one. If you can't take care of yourself, how can you take care of anyone else? Of
exactly.
course, you know?
Right.
Right. It's like even simple things like wearing comfortable shoes and comfortable scrubs and making sure you don't have like big hoop earrings if you're wearing them, because, or piercings, because I say these to my students when I teach the veterinary assistants, that one jump on them and they can tear your ear right off with an earring or, right?
Yeah.
It's like things that, and the students are like, oh my gosh, I never thought of it. I said, because we've seen it, unfortunately. And I've been, you know, this is my entire year, life, and you see. So, you know, yes. You have to just be mindful of those things. And then what are some advice to pet owners that come in with, like, you know, cats that are not in carriers or dogs that don't have a good leash on or retractable leashes?
Sure. So we always do advise, you know, we talk to the clients a lot about, well, even, you know, getting their cat to the vet. So the gloves are something that they can utilize, you know, to get them there, to make sure that pet is in a carrier, because, you know, you don't want the pet to escape, and that would increase the stress of that patient as well as the pet owner. So we really want to employ as many safety techniques as we can to make sure that, you know, their visit from when they arrive to the clinic until they leave is as low stress as possible. And with the leashes, I agree with you, always to make sure your dog is on a leash. You know, I advise against the retractable leashes because I've seen so many injuries with those. So, but any other type of leash would definitely be helpful. We really just want to make sure that the pets come in as safe as they can and leave that way as well.
I'll never forget when a dog had a retractable leash. It was a Rottweiler that was on one, and he saw a cat in the waiting room. And the retractable leash went right behind my knees, and it just took the skin right off behind my knees, and it dropped me right down the floor. Right?
Yeah.
Something so simple like that was so hurtful. It really did. It was so painful.
Oh, I believe it.
Right? And, but so these are some things that, you know, you as veterinary professionals that are listening should be mindful of in the hospitals for your team. We take it for granted. We really do.
Right. Yeah, like you said, just to be mindful and anything, small changes or big changes, anything that we can do just to make the day, you know, safer for everybody, I think it's so important.
Absolutely. And one of those examples is the Armor Hand Glove. It's machine washable, decreases disease transmission, supports the One Health Initiative. Where can we find more information about that?
Sure, thank you. So the website, it's armorhandglove.com, and there's a ton of information on the website. There's downloadable flyers and posters. So if you're using the gloves in practice, there are flyers that you can put in the waiting room as well as the exam room to let pet owners know, you know, these gloves are made by a veterinarian for veterinarians, for, you know, your patient or your pets. And so the website, it has a ton of information about the products, you know, the background story, how to order. And so it's a really good resource, I think, for pet owners as well as veterinarians.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I love it. I was perusing through the website, and it's great information that you have. You have information about senior pet care, about tick signs prevention and treatment. You have a media library, which is so great to have. Like how to brush your pet's teeth, how to trim your pet's nails. I mean, those are fantastic. So thank you for all you do. All right, you can't leave without doing some fun things with me, okay?
Sure.
So we're gonna play Would You Rather? All right, so you have to choose an option between one versus the other, okay?
Okay.
Okay, would you rather have a self-cleaning toilet or a self-cleaning car?
That's a great question. Oh my God. I have to choose one. So I live in a home with boys, so I really could use both, but I'm gonna go with the car because my car is actually, it's pretty bad. And so with two kids, I could definitely use the self-cleaning car for sure.
Yes, yeah, I can imagine, yeah, with the two kids. Oh, speaking of workplace injuries, get a load of this. This is awful. Would you rather get a paper cut on your tongue or your eyelid?
Oh my gosh, they're both terrible. I'm going to say on my eyelid because I really like to eat. And so if I had anything wrong with my tongue, I think that would be even worse.
Yeah, I agree. Oh my goodness. Okay. Would you rather bring back TV show Seinfeld or TV show Friends?
Oh man. I'm going to go with, this is probably the hardest one.
I know.
I'm going to go with Seinfeld.
Yeah. Me too, believe it or not, yeah. I think it's so funny, when I ask that question, I feel like that's like an age differentiator because like Seinfeld was a little bit before Friends, you know? And like, I think, yeah, we got hooked up on Seinfeld earlier and then Okay, and finally, this is the toughest one. Would you rather eat McDonald's or Burger King?
Oh my God. So that's actually very hard for me because I'm not a big meat eater. So
it's easy then.
I would maybe order like the fries from McDonald's. Yeah.
Well, they have a good salad there too.
That's true. No, you're right. Yeah, I would find something. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I love it. Dr. Laura Katina, thank you so much for all you're doing. I'm so glad you're on the mends and taking care of yourself. And one more time for the Armor Hand Glove. Where can we go and find that out?
Thank you so much. So you can go to, the website is armorhandglove.com. And then there's also a Facebook page. If you want to like the Facebook page and follow me on there, that would be great. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you for being on the Vet Blast podcast, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and have a great week. Take care of your fur babies. Thank you, Dr. Katina.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.